The Picasso Masterpieces from the Musée National Picasso is an exhibition comprised of over 150 works, paintings, sculptures, drawings, in every medium that Picasso worked in. And it covers his entire career from the beginning when he arrived in Paris in 1901, right up until the year before his death. He died in 1973.
Are there any iconic works there?
Great thing about the exhibition is it has iconic masterworks from every period, the Rose period, the Blue period, Expressionism, Cubism, Neoclassical, Surrealism. But it also has the working drawings for a lot of these works. So you really see Picasso at work, truly, as if you were walking into his studio and looking over his shoulder.
Okay. And what are some of the more famous works we can see there?
Among the really famous, iconic works in the exhibition, there's a Blue Period portrait called La Celestina, which depicts a brothel from a madam in Barcelona. She's blind in one eye, but she's also based on a literary character who was not only a madam, but a sorceress, a witch. And Picasso was always entranced with this idea of the person who might be physically blind, but might be a seer or a visionary in another way. And he was famous, of course, for his own penetrating gaze, which is the mirada fuerte, the strong gaze. So this painting is a perfect emblem of that. There's also a very famous painting called Two Women Running on the Beach, and this is a work from 1922 from his neoclassical period. It's this extraordinary image of two women just streaking across a beach at full speed. They are classicizing. They're sort of maenads who would sort of have these bacchanalian revels, get drunk, and then unleash all their inhibitions. And it's a very beautiful moving portrait, not only of movement and dynamism, but also a sort of kinesthetic sense that their limbs are enlarged the way they might feel if you were extending or distorting your body at great speed.